Live from the Olympia Theatre Dublin, the Meteor Choice Music Prize presented by Paul McClune with HeinekenMusic.ie.
Evening all, you're very welcome along to a very special show. We're live backstage at the moment, nice and quiet backstage here for the moment at the Olympia Theatre in Dublin for the Meteor Choice Music Prize. And if I sound a little nervous, it's because I am, frankly. All 10 of this year's nominees taken to the stage over the next 4 hours. And when it's all over and the dust has settled, we'll know who's won the €10,000 Meteor Choice Music Prize. And of course, the Meteor Choice Irish Song of the Year Award as well. It's all compared by, well, my good self, hence my nervousness. We'll also be talking to all the bands and artists who are here and present and waiting nervously, as probably almost as nervous as I am, to see what the outcome is going to be in just a few hours from now. It's going to be a long evening. It's going to be a wonderful evening. Stay with us. Glad to see you all dressed up for the evening. That's great. You're very welcome along to the Meteor Choice Music Prize. Yeah! It's Ireland's Music Biz Night of the Year. And you're going to have fun, believe you me. Are you in the mood to see some decent bands, some great music? Well, you're going to, whether you're in the mood or not. We got a stellar lineup performing for you tonight. All 10 nominees performing this evening. And in case you're wondering who that means, you're going to see Tyrannosaur, We Cut Corners, the Japanese Pop Stars, Cashier Number 9, Pugwash, Patrick Keller and his Cold Dead Hands, and So I Watch You From Afar, Jape, previous winner, are going to be playing, Lisa Hannigan is going to be here, and BellX1. All the nominees tonight vying for the €10,000 cash prize funded by the Irish Music Rights Organisation, that's IMRO, and the Irish Recorded Music Association, that's IRMA. Never get those two mixed up, they don't like it. And all 10 nominees will also receive a little award, courtesy of the RAAP. Not only that, but my good friend and colleague Tony Fenton from Today FM will be here. He'll be here to announce the winner of the inaugural, that means it's the first year that this has happened, the inaugural Meteor Choice Music Prize Irish Song of the Year tonight, which was voted by the public, of course, and that will be ahead of the unveiling of the big one, this year's Album of the Year. So a lot to get through, so I imagine you'd like us to get the first band on, yeah? Okay, I'd like to do that too. It's going to be Tyrannosaur, two songs from them on the way, but first, let's find out a little bit about them.
I'm joined by Annie and Porrick now backstage at the Olympia Theatre at the Choice Meteor, or the Meteor Choice. It's a long night already. The Meteor Choice Music Prize, first band on stage. Let me get this right. It's Tyrannosaur, right?
Yeah.
Because I think I've been saying it wrong for the last...
Have you been saying it?
I've been saying Tyrannosaur.
I don't know, actually. My name's Annie Tierney, so...
Okay.
One of the guys in the band calls it Tyrannosaur, so I don't know.
I'll stick with Tyrannosaur from now on. And Porrick as well. Good evening to you both. I got to be honest with you, I didn't know an awful lot about... No, I saw you live at the Academy here in Dublin about 6 months ago. And that was the first time I knew anything about you. Sometimes, no, not that I missed your finger on the pulse by any stretch of the imagination, but I somehow managed to, you somehow managed to elude me. So apologies for that. Tell me about the band. How long have you been together and how did it all kick off?
It started at home. Myself and Porrick are married and we were just, Porrick goes records at home. So we started kind of a project and kind of abandoned it. We'd gotten certain amounts of the songs recorded to a certain stage and then had kind of left it to one side for a while. And then in 2010, the Popical Island compilation was
Released. Yeah, yeah.
So it was just an opportunity. We said, well, we'll finish one of the tunes and stick it on that. So the band kind of formed at that time, June 2010. So we did our first gig then and stuff and got the other members in the band in and things like that.
How quickly did the album come together?
Fairly quickly, really. We had a lot of it done. It's hard to explain because we record at home and it's in your spare time. We both work full time, so
sure.
It's, you know, but actually the finishing of it happened in a few weeks. But yeah, it's not like going into the studio for a week or for a month or whatever. It's a totally different process.
Kind of a piecemeal process, really.
Yeah.
Bits and bobs. Perfectly legitimate way of approaching it. The influences on the album, musically, it reminds me of, now I'm, as you can tell, somewhat ancient, but it reminds me in places of bands like Tom Tom Club and maybe B-52s and that sort of thing. Are they big?
I
love the B-52s.
Yeah, that's one of Porrick's favourite bands.
And we played with Tom Tom Club as well.
Really?
Yeah,
that must have been great.
Yeah,
that was so Vicar Street. So you were the support. All right, very good. And did you get to hang out with them?
Yeah.
And what were they
like? Ridiculously nice.
Tina Weymouth and Chris France, of course.
Embarrassingly nice.
The brilliant rhythm section of Talking Heads.
She said it was like watching the B-52s for the first time. She probably tells everyone that, but we were like, I'll take that.
I would take that. I don't know. I get the impression that, you know, people like Talking Heads and Tom Club even don't dish out the compliments unless they mean it. No, that's great. That's
we have our fingers crossed for a Chris France remix of one of the songs.
I was just about to say, maybe
he
could collaborate on something.
He said he would, but I don't know if he has time.
I'd say he's a man of his word.
Yeah.
He's a drummer. Drummers are
steady.
Are stout fellows.
He has a radio show as well, actually.
Does he?
Yeah, like in upstate New York or somewhere. He's been playing us anyway, He's a nice guy.
Brilliant. Well, that's something to follow up on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listen, lovely to meet you both, and the best of luck tonight. Well done. Congratulations on the nomination. Annie and Porrick, Tyrannosaur. Cheers. Some more great live music. These lads are just back from Eurosonic in the Netherlands, where I'm sure they were extremely well behaved, performing two tracks from their debut. Today I realized I could go home backwards, making most other bands look, frankly, a little overstaffed. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome We Cut Corners.
Thank you, everybody. This song is called A Pirate's Life. The night breaks into little parts, and I'm reduced to stealing hearts.
Dublin, the Meteor Choice Music Prize presented by Paul McClure with HeinekenMusic.ie.
I'm delighted once again to report that we are here. We're still alive. We're backstage at the Olympia Theatre and joined by the Japanese pop star, a gentleman from Derry, in case you didn't know. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
And one from Dungannon.
And one from Dungannon. Sorry, I know, I keep forgetting.
That's your own boy.
You must get awful fed up with that. Deki, Gary and Gareth, which is the one from Dungannon?
It's me, Gareth.
Gareth from
Dungannon. Talented from Dungannon.
The talented one. Oh, don't start the Derry and Tyrone thing. Oh, here we go. Anyway, Japanese pop stars, you've been busy. Nominated for this year's Meteor Choice Music Prize, of course, as we must now call it. Are you excited? Are you happy?
It's brilliant, even to be up against some of the other bands and stuff like that there. We never thought we'd be here doing this type of gig and being nominated. It's just fantastic. Like, there's Cashier Number 9 and even Lisa, who sings
our album. Of course, that's right. That must be a bit weird, actually. How are things? No, have you bumped into her at all today?
Gloves are off on it. I don't care. it's brilliant. Like, she's brilliant, so she deserves it there, and everybody else does as well.
Well, I think it is a really strong list. Are you familiar with most of the people on there?
As I say, Jape, Cashier Number 9, Lisa. I can't remember the view of the list there.
I do. But sure, we won't.
So I watch you from afar.
Yes, of course. You must know those guys. That would be an interesting remix, wouldn't it?
A collaboration, maybe.
Yeah. Hey.
Some nice guitars.
Did I think of that? Was that my idea?
You can commission off that one.
I know, percentage. Absolutely. It could happen, you know.
Might have happened in the Northern Ireland Music Awards, but as well.
Well, you never know. I, for one, would look forward to hearing it. I think it would be a tremendous collaboration. But congratulations once again. What have you been up to? Have you been all over the planet, presumably?
We have, more or less since Christmas. We've been in the studio.
Writing
for the forthcoming festival season. So we're just getting ready for festival season. We're trying to write a lot of new material at the minute, and we've actually just done a tie-up with the Formula One team where we've used their engine noises to make a track, which is for Caterham's Formula One team. So we've done lots of stuff with them sort of over the winter, and we actually used their engine noises for the new Renault RS27 engine.
Just get
the plug in there. So we've been having fun with fast cars, and
our name goes on the car for the season.
We actually have our sticker with our name. So we've got Japanese posters on a Formula One car.
Like the first band ever to have our name on the side of a car.
Oh,
it's actually in the cockpit.
Yeah,
the cockpit.
That's brilliant. When can we hope to see that then? Is that the next season, is it?
Check internet.
Well, it's the car, I think the car launches in March, but we've already over in Spain, yeah. So,
because I know nothing about Formula One, you see. I see Bernie Eccleston, I think it's Andy Warhol.
All you need to know is all the fellas are tiny and all the women are really tall.
All right, okay.
Big wheels.
That sounds familiar. Big wheels. Yeah, okay. Very big wheels. That's brilliant.
The woman of the cars.
That's but now, come on, that's proper. That's proper glamour there now. That's like really sexy. Very, very sexy. Well done.
Thank you.
So new collaborations. That kind of makes my next question irrelevant because I was going to talk about Playing Live, but that hasn't really been the focus. But you're going to be bringing these new songs to festival crowds then over the summer. Any new collaborations in the works with star names? Because this album's star-studded. I mean, Robert Smith from The Cure, Tom Smith from Editors, as well as the Irish talent we already mentioned. Also, John Spencer is on there. I mean, it's an amazing mix of collaborators.
We actually had an email from John today just wishing us luck for tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, so which is nice. We're going to do a couple of underground EPs first, sort of dance floor ravey type stuff,
and back then, to your roots kind of thing.
Yeah, and then we are actually in the studio this week with a couple of vocalists in England, but we're sort of switching it up. I think for the second half of the year, we're going to look at some of the new emerging talent as well, because we did oh my God, we're getting to work with these people album. So now we're looking at okay, who's fresh, who's coming through, who's new. So that's the plan anyway.
Well, the best look. I mean, I'll look forward to hearing it. When can we hear actual, you know, I know you're doing these EPs, but some of this new stuff that you're talking about, this collaborative stuff.
I would say it's going to be sort of July, August, in
two EPs. 27 cent a week.
Yeah, so but that's
all about the vocals. Sorry.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to hearing that. Absolutely. The Japanese pop stars. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Cheers.
In your home, safety comes first.
Kind of Derry and also Don Gannon. The Meteor Choice nominated album features collaborations with current co-nominee Lisa Hannigan. She'll be on stage later. Last year's nominee James Vincent McMorrow, as well as Robert Smith of The Cure and Tom Smith of Editors, among other stellar guests, with two songs from their nominated album, Controlling Your Allegiance. Please welcome the Japanese pop stars.
Listening to the Meteor Choice Music Prize, live from the Olympia Theatre Dublin. This year's shortlist is Tyrannosaur for Tyrannosaur. We Cut Corners for Today I Realized I Could Go Home Backwards. The Japanese Pop Stars for Controlling Your Allegiance. Cashier Number 9 for To the Death of Fun. Hogwash for The Olympus Sound. Patrick Kelleher and His Cold Dead Hands for Golden Syrup. And So I Watch You From Afar for Gangs. Lisa Hannigan for Passenger. Bell X1 for Bloodless Coup. Also featuring the Meteor Choice Music Prize Special Award for Irish Song of the Year. The Meteor Choice Music Prize, live on Today FM from the Olympia, in association with IMRO, IRMA, RAAP, HMV, and Culture Ireland.
Music Prize, and to put us all out of our collective misery, I'd like to introduce the charming chairman of the judging panel, the unenviable task has befallen to, for the second year, Tony Clayton Lee, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Put this down to my size. Okay. First of all, it's great to see everybody here, etc., etc. I won't keep you long. The decision has been arrived at. I think you'll all be impressed and delighted, if I can say that word with sincerity, which of course I can. The decision has been come to. It'll be announced in about 2 minutes. Before, I know, patience. We have to thank various people, and I'm going to do that right now. The first thing is, I want to thank all the bands and their management. Kraken and I didn't see most of it, but I believe it was fantastic. I want to thank Meteor for their involvement in the Choice Awards. I want to thank Dan and Lisa at Friction PR, IMRO, IRMA, RAP, Today FM, Paul McLoone, of course, HMV, Culture Ireland, the Blackbird Event Management and the Olympia staff. I would like to thank me, but unfortunately that isn't allowed. I would like to introduce, without further ado, Dave Reed, Director of Choice Meteor Prize Award.
Okay, I'd just like to say a huge thanks to Paul McLoone. Okay, yeah, the winner of the Meteor Choice Music Prize, Irish Album of the Year 2011, is Jay.
Man, that is so fucking weird. That is so weird. I don't have much to say except I just think holy shit, I actually can't believe that we won twice. It's very strange. Thanks to the judges, but I really think this year I didn't think we'd win because the lineup was so great, and I actually thought Lisa Hannigan was definitely going to win. And to be honest, all of the fucking bands on the list are so good. I'm actually in shock that we won. So that's really all I have to say. I'm sorry, but thank you so much for listening to us. Thanks for listening to all the bands. And holy shit. Can I just say thanks to my band, Neil, Glenn and Simon and Ross, who played on the album, and Maddie B. And thanks to all the judges and Ken and Moff, and big love from us. Take it easy. That's number two for the mantelpiece. Congratulations to Chip. Thanks to everybody for coming. Thanks to all the organizers, all the bands. We'll see you next year. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dark shadows on a window screen.
Live from the Olympia Theatre Dublin, the Meteor Choice Music Prize presented by Paul McLoone with HeinekenMusic.ie.
Hey. Well, what a night, what a night. And you are the master of beautiful timing, Richie Egan, second time recipient of the Meteor Choice Music Prize. How are you feeling?
I'm genuinely in shock, to be honest with you, Paul. I definitely didn't think we were going to win this thing.
I know you didn't, because we spoke earlier and you were
and we had a good, like, it was a great, we enjoyed, like, hanging out, looking at all the bands and stuff. So, it was cool, you know, and cool.
And now, as I was saying, you've got that symmetry on your beautifully appointed new mantelpiece now. Is there? That's amazing. That's amazing.
I'm not going to be very talkative, Paul, because I'm trying to.
You're in a state of shock. Yeah. I know it's written all over his face. I wish we were still. Actually, we are.
Man, seriously, the rest of the albums were are fantastic albums.
It was a very strong lineup.
Also, because you know we already won, I thought somebody else should get the prize because it's good to kind of pass the thing around. And I actually went to Brogan's for a whiskey before. I actually nearly missed.
I wish I could have.
So you did a great job tonight, Paul.
You're very kind.
Yeah,
thank you.
You held it together.
Thank you. I thought everybody. All the bands that played on the night. It was a great live event.
It was great that the 10 bands played, you know.
It was absolutely fantastic and a great way to start the Meteor Choice Music Prize relationship with this fine venue, the Olympia.
Yeah, it's a great venue. It's nice. I love Vicar Street as well, though. You know, this is good too. This feels more like kind of pantomime vibes.
Yeah.
Vicar Street's more of a gig.
This is more the theatre, darling.
Yeah.
Well, look, listen, I know you're kind of speechless and it's pointless asking how you feel because you don't know, really. It's still sinking in. But many congratulations. Well deserved. Yeah. And but now you're a record breaker, as Roy Castle would have said.
Yeah,
God rest
record breakers. Yeah, man. The only thing I can't make another album now because that's it now. Finished.
Oh no, come here.
Make it kind of a
You got to go for three. Three's a charm.
Three,
three's
a messy. Charm. The messy. I need to do like five. That's what it's happening. Give it a three.
Well,
Patrick
listen,
is old hat.
Hat-trick's old hat. Yeah. Very good. That's the quote of the night. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for that. Listen, Richie,
cheers, Paul.
Many
thanks.
Congratulations
yeah.
to you, and the band.
Cheers.
Enjoy
yeah.
the rest of your evening. We'll catch up with you after we go off air. I just want to say a few thank yous as well before I go. Well, before I forget, I forget things at my time of life. Thanks to Ed Smith, Colin Michael Larney, and Gavin Blake on sound here at the Olympia. Shane Dempsey on sound back at base. Quisha Conway, who was doing all the running around and helping out for us. Many thanks to her. All at Meteor, that's Maeve and John and everybody at Meteor. Dave Reed and all at Choice. And Tony Clayton Lee, of course, the chairman, and all the judges. And my good friend Tony Fenton as well, who was involved here too. And thanks to you for listening. And hopefully we'll do it all again next year. Here's Ash.
Oh yeah, she was taking